If there were no power in your words, then you and I could not be born again. Because the way we are born again is you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth what? That Jesus is Lord, that He is the Son of God, that He lived and He died and He rose again. You confess that word.
There is power in your words. What you say will shape the life you have. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and guest Jeremy Pearsons as they continue with Living the Abundant Life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's pray. Praise God, and then we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank You. We praise You for the Word of the living God, heaven's voice to us. And we are determined to be like the angels of God who excel in strength. They hearken to the voice of the Word in the earth. We hearken to You. We inquire of You. And we open our ears and incline our ears to Your sayings. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Jeremy, let's get in here, brother. Let's go back over there to where we were yesterday in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the life of God. The begging days are over. Mm-hmm. I'm not a spiritual beggar. I have been given God's house, His kingdom. Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It gives your Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom." So what good would it do me to beg for it? Mm-hmm. No, man. Rejoice and receive it. It's ours. Well, look at this. I call heaven and earth, 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. We have no excuse, that's what he's saying, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, do you hear the line drawn down between those? I have come, Jesus said, that we've read off and on all through this week. I have come that you might have life. And I've come that you might have it more abundantly. But the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. Well, let me ask you something. Does stealing come under life or under death?
Yeah.
Is stealing a blessing or a curse?
And it's just that simple.
Yes, it is. What is it about this you don't understand? And that's the reason he put it that way.
Yeah.
So there's just no misunderstanding this. And then he goes ahead and say, therefore, you choose it. You choose that both you and your seed may live, that you and your seed may have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah. Well, now, didn't Jesus follow right on through with that? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come in and I will sup with him. That means I'll come in covenant form to be what? A blessing. Now, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey His voice, and that you may cleave unto Him, for He is your life, and He is the length of your days. And I said, God, I see it right here in the book of Genesis. I'm supposed to live 120 years on this earth. I don't even want to live 120 years. Who wants to stay in this mess that long? because we have a future in God that is just stunning out there. But why? Why would I want to do that? And then he let me know right quick, because he needs people here that long. And then my next question was, how are you going to do that? Well, there it is right there. You choose him. He is not only your life, he's the length of mm-hmm. your days. Now, people have the idea that, every person has just a certain span of life, and when he hits that life span, he's just going to die. No, the scripture talks about lengthening your days, things you can do to live a better life, longer life, satisfied life, healed life, prosperous life, all of these things. He is the length of your days all the way out to 120 years. Mm-hmm. So then, all of these things happen because he swore it to us. Oh, Jeremy, I'll tell you, we got a covenant on this thing, mm-hmm. man. But you have to choose it.
Yeah. Amen. And right in the middle of it. I love it that it's right in the middle and you can't separate it. You can't pull it out if you tried. He said that you'd love the Lord your God and that you'd obey his voice. You cannot separate hearing him from this promise. You can't separate the revelation from the revealer. You can't separate the abundant life from hearing the voice. And I know it. I know it so down deep that that's why people are frustrated.
Yeah,
they've heard a good message on the promise of God, and they want it. They know they need it. But what's the source of it? What's the source of living 120 years? Yes, you saw it in the Word, but here's what's going to happen. You see that, and you say, okay, Lord, I saw it in your Word. I believe that I received that. And that's what faith says. And let's touch on this right now, and we'll get into it later on. But faith says, or the confession of faith, Jesus is the high priest over our confession. The word confession means to say the same thing as.
It doesn't mean just something you made up over and over.
And there are people that have said, well, there's that whole blab it and grab it, and we've heard it called all sorts of names. But if there were no power in your words, then you and I could not be born again.
That's true.
Because the way we are born again is you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth what? That Jesus is Lord, that he is the Son of God, that he lived and he died and he rose again. You confess that. Well, if confession means to say the same thing, the reason that confession is powerful is because you are saying the same thing about Jesus that God said about Jesus. God, I believe it's the book of Hebrews, says that he turned to the Son and said, your throne is forever. God gave Jesus that place of lordship. God gave Jesus that supremacy. He is the head of all things, the body, the church. He fills all things. That's the place God gave him. And the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of a man or woman or child being born again, recreated into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, takes place when they say the same thing God said about Jesus.
I remember, now I'd heard messages preached and so forth one way or another all my life. And I hadn't been born again, but just a very short time. And the very first revealed moment, you know what I mean? The first thing that I heard with my spiritual ears, and it's just bigger than my insides, I heard a message being preached about saying the same thing God said. And I heard it. He was preaching and teaching, going through different scriptures and so forth. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of that, I heard what I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard it in here. Revealed knowledge. And Jeremy, it hit me like a train coming through the tunnel, boy. It ran completely over me. Mm-hmm. My. When I take His words and I choose to speak them, Abraham, like God, calleth things which be not as though they were. Like God. He did it like God. He took God's words and he spoke them, and it hit my spirit. If I'm speaking God's word, and God's spirit is in my spirit, and God's faith is in me, and whoa, when those words come out my mouth, they have the same expression of power and life as they did when they came out of His mouth. Now, I'm not just being a parrot. No, I choose Him, and I choose His words, and I choose to speak those words by faith expectantly. Whoa, man.
You know what that is? It's the power of agreement.
Well, it is, isn't it?
I'm coming to agreement with God, and there is power in agreement. Let me give you an example from our life. This so blessed me when the Lord demonstrated Himself like this. Several years ago, Sarah and I, my wife, we were driving away from church on a Wednesday evening and had just ministered to the young people in the church. And it was late one night. We were headed to dinner with some friends that were in town. And we're out on I-35 here, major highway. And we're driving along 60 miles an hour, and there was something in the road, but I didn't see it till I got right up on it, and I had no choice. I just went right over it. It wasn't big, but I saw it just in a split second, and whatever it was heavy. It was small, but it was heavy, and it came up under our car. Well, it hit underneath our car so hard that it set Sarah's airbag off.
Oh, my.
And it just slapped her across the face, and it came out, not the one in front, but this one here on the side and to the side over here. And it startled us, and the car we were driving then had a safety feature where it would slow itself down and stop, so we got to the side of the road. And when we just came to, we figured out she's okay and we're okay, and the car started back up, and we drove on to dinner. But something stuck with me over the next day or so. I thought, you know what, Lord, what is going on here? Because that night I had preached to those young people. I remember standing on the platform and saying to them, I can drive home tonight free from tragedy because I'm saved. I said that night. And then that thing happened. And the Lord was quick to remind me. He said, Jeremy, the assignment of Satan on your life is not to deploy your airbag. That's not what he's after. He wants to steal from you, kill, and destroy you. And it was over the course of the next day that the Lord began to minister that to me. So I said, okay, he couldn't kill me. I'm alive. My wife's alive. We still love the Lord. We're still serving Him. He couldn't kill me. And I had called the insurance place and found out, okay, the car can be fixed. So that's fine. Nothing got destroyed. But what the insurance place told me was that it's going to cost you $500 to fix this. Okay, fine. Hung up. And I said, Lord, he couldn't kill me. He couldn't destroy me. But I refuse to be stolen from. Now, $500, that's a good amount of money, but it's not a lot. We've seen more. But I don't want to give him a buck.
No.
Much less 500 of them. And I said, I refuse to be stolen from. But here's what happened. Instead of doing what I've done before, I know lots of us have, instead of just hauling off, getting mad, getting angry, and just start spouting every scripture I could think of, and Satan, you owe me seven times, and I claim $1,000,000,000,000, and you give it to me now. And I said, instead of doing all that, I said, Lord, how would you have me do this?
Inquire I inquired of Him. Of the Lord.
And He spoke so clearly to me. He said, I want you to believe me for $500 to fix your car and $500 to sow into somebody else's. That's all He said, $1,000. Now, that's not millions. That's not hundreds of millions. That's not a brand new car. But I have no business believing for a new car if all He said was trust me for
$1,000. That's right.
And I think there's been some confusion about that. People we've just picked stuff, and now I'm going to claim this and claim this and claim this. And Scripture says, we believe, therefore we speak. Well, hold on a second. That Scripture in 2 Corinthians says, as it is written,
Yes.
We believe.
We believe, and
therefore we speak. Or in other words, you could say it like this. We believe the word, therefore we speak the word. Because I am a believer because of this word. That's what makes me a believer. I asked Sarah that the other day. I said, Sarah, why are we believers? What are we believers in? And she said, well, we believe in Jesus. We believe He's the Son of God. We believe He died and rose again. I said, yeah, but why do we believe that? It's because the word
says
told
so.
Us. I'm a believer because I believe the word. So, I believe God's written word, and from the basis of His written word, He speaks to me. I have my born-again spirit, and His spirit is witnessing to mine, and this is what He said, $1,000. $500 to pay your bill, $500 to sow. So I said, Lord, on the authority of your word, I receive abundant life. Because once again, what is abundant life? Mm-hmm. My need met so much to the point where it's flowing out of me, meeting the needs of others. That was on a Thursday. I'm taking my car in the following Monday. Sunday in church, I get a tap on my shoulder from the second row, and a woman hands me a check folded up. And I turned around to Sarah and I said, I haven't looked at this, but I know exactly what it is. I open it up and it's $500. My need has been met. I got to take this car tomorrow. And the Lord said, look, there's your need met. And within days, that next $500 came in and more than that. And here I am, so satisfied. Not because it's this great, big, huge amount of money, but it was because this is what the Lord said I want to do in your life. You listen to my voice. Here's my provision. I chose life as opposed to just hauling off and thinking that I'm confessing a bunch of things. It wasn't a confession until I said what He said. And He said $500 to pay the bill, $500 to sow. And we have taken that same principle and we've applied it at every turn in our lives. So much to the point now where the Lord spoke to us a little over a year ago. Sarah and I were sitting in an airport waiting on a commercial flight. She was 7 months pregnant. We had driven 2 hours to get to this airport after preaching for 2 days, worn out, herded in there like cattle, and she's sitting there with her head in her hands, and I looked at her and the Lord spoke to me. And it was over the next day or so that I finally had to come to grips with the fact that I had been dependent on that commercial system to do what the Lord had called me to do. And we got home and we said, Lord, are you calling us out of this thing? Are you speaking to us, telling us to not fly commercial again? And it got so crystal clear on the inside that that's what He said do. So we said, okay. But up until that point, there's no basis to go off and say, I received my jet until He has spoken. And at that point, He spoke it. Well, over the next few months, He began to draw our attention to a certain airplane, twin-engine Cessna airplane. It's not a jet, not as fast, not doesn't go as high, not as nice, but this is what the Lord was drawing our attention to. He began to speak to us and said, this is what I have for you. And all along the way, we've decided we're not getting back into that commercial system. Well, until then, we said, Lord, okay, you want us out of it, you got to pay for it. And that's what's so amazing about the Word of God is that His Word is not only, it's not just a command. With the command comes the power and the ability to do what His Word said do. So while we're waiting on our airplane, just trusting the Lord, I've got this is last October, Sarah and I have been invited to come preach in New York City. So we got to get there. But I refuse to go back to that commercial system. Mm-hmm. And so we contact the ministry here and said, we'd like to use one of KCM's airplanes and we'll pay for it and we'd like to know what it's going to cost. And they said, well, it's going to cost somewhere between $4,000 and $6,000. So Sarah and I, less than a month into our own ministry, this is our first invitation to go speak in our own Pearson's Ministries International. And we said, now, Lord, did you say you wanted us out of this system? Because I could probably buy a couple of tickets for about $1,000. But He said, no, I want you out of that system. So, Sarah.
That's where most people fail it right there.
Yeah.
They don't inquire of the Lord in the first place. And then your commitment doesn't have any legs under it. Well, but I can't do that. Or, oh, that's just too much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, go tell God that's too much. But most people do.
Yeah. So she and I came into agreement, and I said, Sarah, what's the Lord telling you about this trip? Because I've got a number in my heart that I believe we're supposed to pay. What's He said to you? And she said, I think it's $4,000, which was exactly what the Lord had said to me. So she and I came into agreement, standing in our bedroom on a Friday evening, on a Sunday evening. We grabbed hands, and actually we embraced each other, and we came into agreement. The power of agreement between a husband and a wife, are you kidding me? And we said, Lord, we believe, we've heard from you. Your word to us said, come out of that system. And we believe that you have told us to trust you for this money, this $4,000 for this. And on the authority of your word, we believe it, we receive it, and we call it done. And the anointing filled our room. It was so special to us to come into agreement. That was Sunday night. Tuesday, we went to our ministry mailbox, and there were two letters in there, you know, because several weeks had gone by, so it built up to two letters. And the first one we opened was a check for $50, and we rejoiced over it. And the second one we opened was a check for $4,000.
Right.
And I looked at that, and Sarah was on the phone in the car next to me, and I said, she looked at it, and tears just filled our eyes. And I got back home, and I said, Lord, what just happened? Because I looked at that check. It had been postmarked the Friday before we even prayed. I said, Lord, what happened here? Did it come because we believed you? But it was already coming before we even trusted you. And He said, here's what you got to experience. You got to experience hearing my voice, trusting me for that, seeing me meet the need. And then He took me back to, was it Matthew 5 or 6, where Jesus said, your Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. Yeah. He said, you got to see the whole thing in operation. And we have built our ministry on that. That was abundant life to us, to see the Lord meet our need. I mean, we've gone from $500 here and there up to a $4,000 check all at once. The need was met. We went, we preached the word of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's such a testimony now of hearing the voice connecting to abundant life. But had we said, we can't do that, there's not enough money, then He could not have provided until we said the same thing He said. Yeah. He said, go, and here's what I want you to spend.
Now, when you violate that, it's difficult to overcome it, particularly if you don't know to. Well, I know the Lord's going to help me, and I know I'm on one of these days I'm not going to have to ride the commercial system and all that. Now one of these days ain't never gonna come. Mm-hmm. But when you make a stand of faith, but then you inquire of the Lord, what should I say? What should I give? Mm-hmm. To whom should I give it? Everything.
Yeah.
In everything, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you do these things. Yeah. Everything. You inquire of Him.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, the more clear it is. Yeah. And we're out of time.
Yeah.
And Brother Jeremy and I'll be back in just a moment.
When God said, let there be light, at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after He created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see? Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
The blessing of the Lord makes rich and He adds no sorrow with it. Jeremy, that, of course, that's Proverbs 10:22. And that word sorrow is translation of the Hebrew word toil.
Sure.
To we're toiling for bread. That was the first curse that came, and it was the first curse that was alleviated. And people are still suffering under that, when all the time, if you're led of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord is your provider. It is your source, not the people that you call your employer. They're not your source. They may be a channel God's using, all that, but they're knowing how to inquire of God and walk in the blessing of the Lord, hallelujah. Yeah. Rich is not a dirty word in the Bible.
That's right.
It's a dirty religious word, but not a dirty scriptural word, because it well, you just need to get the book.
Yeah.
Amen. So get a hold of it. Order it. Now, there is prayer available to you in Kenneth Copeland Ministry. Bud, last year we got over 1 million calls.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that something?
Wonderful.
Man, they're here, they're trained, they're ready and anointed of God, and we're here for you. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Jeremy reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, and musical guests Russ Taff, Strand of Pearls, and Dino, September 16th and 17th, Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.